for What's Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said Wednesday the displacement of hundreds of thousands of members of Myanmar's Rohingya community can only be described as ethnic cleansing. He said at the United Nations headquarters in New York that he was calling on Myanmar authorities to suspend military action, end the violence, uphold the rule of law, and recognize the right of return of all those who had to leave the country. The Dalai Lama was asked his thoughts on the crisis.
Those people, you see, who sort of harassing some Muslim, then they should remember Buddha. I think such circumstances, Buddha helping, definitely help to those poor Muslim. So still I feel that. So very sad, very sad.
Government officials in Myanmar consider almost all of the Rohingyas illegal immigrants from Bangladesh, even those who have lived in the country for generations. U.S. security officials are ordering government agencies to get rid of products and services from Kaspersky Lab, a Moscow-based cybersecurity firm. Department of Homeland Security Acting Secretary Elaine Duke issued the directive Wednesday, giving agencies 90 days to comply. In the statement, this action is based on the information security risk presented by the U.S. and use of Kaspersky products on federal information systems. The department said that the key concerns are ties between certain Kaspersky officials and Russian intelligence and other government agencies. U.S. says it will give the company an opportunity to address its concerns in writing. This is VOA News.